This blackout period should last for about 3 minutes, 45 seconds. At blackout, we were showing velocity 36,237 feet per second. Range to go to splash 1,510 nautical miles. Elapsed time for end of blackout, 195 hours, 7 minutes even. Drogue chute deployment time is 195 hours, 12 minutes, 8 seconds. And the control center will not attempt to communicate with Apollo 11 after drogue deploy time. We will leave the airwaves clear for the recovery forces. Araya 3 reported a visual contact. We're at 3 minutes 20 seconds since entry. Blackout should end about 3 minutes 53. Seconds after entry. We're about 11 minutes away from landing. Araya 3 is the uprange Araya aircraft.
Apollo 11, Houston through Araya. Apollo 11, Houston through Araya. Apollo 11 Houston through Araya 4.
The Hornet reports Airbus 1 has visual contact.
Apollo 11, Houston through Araya, standing by. Over. Apollo 11 Houston, in the blind, Airbus has a visual contact.
The Hornet now reports a visual contact. Visual contact from the recovery ship. Hornet reports momentary visual contact has now disappeared behind clouds. We're 7 minutes, 44 seconds from entry. Drogue chute deployment scheduled for an elapsed time from entry of 9 minutes, 1 second.
Apollo 11 Houston, standing by for your disky reading, over.
Hawaii Rescue 2 reports an S-band contact with the spacecraft.
Apollo 11 Houston, stand by for your miss distance, over. Apollo 11 Houston, standing by for your disky reading, over. Strokes. Houston, your disky reading, please, over.
Roger, right
on, Apollo 11 reports right on. We take that to mean that the drogue deployed on time.
169.15.
Apollo 11 should be on main chutes now. Hornet reports a sonic boom a short time ago. We're just under 4 minutes to landing. We will continue to monitor for any conversation between the spacecraft and recovery forces, but we will not initiate a call from now on to the spacecraft from the control center.